Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Speaking of ants, chime on the pretzels like ants on a crumb. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. I mean, how many pretzels have you gone through this morning?
I've vacuumed up about 8 or 9 of those.
Oh man,
that was the entire supply.
I put one on every finger and
How many waffles?
I think 3.
Okay, excellent. Good work.
They are outstanding.
The waffles, Eastern
yes.
Standard Provisions,
tremendous. Yeah, really
I feel good. Like honesty is the best policy.
Yeah,
and I like to mock others when they're dumb. I had no idea that the Eastern Standard pretzels were the same people who used to own Eastern Standard in Kenmore Square.
No worries, Wiggy. I mean,
I heard her talking.
I mean,
like,
Wiggy figured that out.
I knew that. I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Yes.
I needed some chicken with those waffles, though.
Well, next go around. All right. Courtney is off on her bachelorette party. But it is time for the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy, who joins us this morning on the Harbor One hotline. And Sam, you know, there's nothing that I enjoy more than watching the Red Sox win at the old ballpark where I was last night. So glad to have you on this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks for being there. It was quite a performance by Nick Pivetta. Great night.
Are you feeling more encouraged at this point after this series with this baseball team?
Yeah, obviously it's early. We got 125 games left to play, but it was definitely an encouraging night to win a series against a really good team. It felt like an important series and an important win last night. Hopefully, something to build on because it's really been a frustrating start. But hopefully, we get things going here.
When you talk about frustration internally, what are you guys looking at when it comes to pinpointing the issues that this club has had so far? Like, what are the biggest ones in your mind?
Yeah, this year it's been pretty easy to diagnose. I mean, it's a lineup up and down that we obviously thought was going to hit, and beyond the three guys who are absolutely tearing it up, the rest of the lineup just hasn't gotten it done. And, you know, so it's really important that the rest of the guys get.
We're kind of losing you here and there a little bit, but you're really looking at the lineup as the production wise as the issue.
Yes.
Okay.
Sam, when you look at the season, I always look at things in football by quarters. Like the first four games is the first quarter of the season. In baseball, what is your like when you start to break the season down? How do you go about breaking it down? I know you guys are at 38 games where you say, okay, all right, we struggled a little bit, but now we have our second quarter of the season where we need to pick it up for the next 40 games. How do you guys look at how you break the season down to determine where you might be headed?
Yeah, it's a good question, Wiggy. I mean, we're coming up on the quarter pole right now. We're like 22-23% of our season is in the book. So it's early, but it's not that small of a sample size. So we really do look at it sort of in four quarters, and as we turn the corner here now into the second 25%, and we approach the summer months. We really need to get things going, and there is a sense of urgency. I can tell you from Alex Cora, the staff, everyone in the front office, the players, we feel it, and we got to get things going because this is a team that we certainly hope can contend for a World Series championship and be in the mix in this division, which is incredibly competitive. The problem is you know, when you look up at the standings, it doesn't look like anyone's cooling off. So you can't worry about them, but we got to take care of our own business and get going here as we approach the month of June. It's really important to get going and get going quickly.
Sam, we had Paul Pierce on last hour talking about the Celtics, and he talked at length about what made the Boston fans, what they made him do, that they pulled the best out of him, that he loved it. He really enjoyed his time in Boston because the fans were so demanding. You've spoken at length many times about the importance of getting guys that can play here and keeping them here. I know you can't speak specifically about Xander Bogaert's contract, but has that been something that you even have had to refocus on after the departures of Mookie and other guys that have won here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you think about this franchise and what the Red Sox mean to the region, it is undoubtedly built on the backs of our players and our franchise generational star players. You know, you go all the way back to Ted Williams and Carl Yastrzemski and David Ortiz and the sort of generation of great players that have come through here. And Xander is one of those great players. He's homegrown. He wants to be here. We want him here. That's why we did a long-term extension with him prior to the 2019 season. So we're going to continue to work to try and get something done. He's a guy that we want here for his whole career.
So just to be clear, because I know that the reports are that he would now be willing to negotiate during the season. The Red Sox are willing to do that as well.
Well, you know, we're always willing to listen and have discussions. We prefer to not comment publicly on negotiations, but anytime you have a player that's been a part of the organization for this long, like a guy like Xander, you want to sort of follow his lead. He deserves that respect. He's earned it. He's a World Series champion. He's performing at an incredibly high level. And so we want to follow his lead, and we'll do that. We did have discussions during spring training, and we'll see where things take us. You know, he's been incredibly focused on the season, and that's what's important right now. But we'll keep the door open for anything and everything as it relates to a player like Xander Bogaerts.
Sam, the thing about baseball, I think, that makes it unique, it makes it such a great sport to kind of dig out of a hole, is because you have series where you're playing a four-game series against the Seattle Mariners. What's the mental approach from an organization standpoint? Is it like, all right, to go in and sweep? Is it to, you know, win three out of four? Or is it the split? Like, what is, when you guys look at it, what's the message that is being talked about in that clubhouse? Hey, here's what we need to do in each series we play.
Yeah, it's a good question, Wiggy. It's such a cliche, but, you know, you focus on that night's game and with the goal of winning the series. You know, it's such a grind. It's such a long season. I mentioned at the outset, we've got 125 games left, and baseball's, you know, enjoyed in the moment and gets frustrating in the moment. But you know you're going to lose 60 games every single season at least, right? So you have to recognize there's going to be a lot of losses, but you want to try and win series. And I've talked a lot to Alex Cora about that. That's really his philosophy, is let's win series. And we haven't been doing much of that this year. And so that's why this series win against Houston was huge. And hopefully that can get the mindset in the right place and get us back on track, winning series and then just keep moving on.
The team invested a lot of money in Trevor Story. I think he's hitting .210. Is he still comfortable at second? Is there any issue there that may be affecting the offense with the player?
You know, I think I think he is comfortable. He's getting into a better rhythm, better routine. He's put some really good swings on the ball the last couple of weeks, and I think he really is going to be a great member of the Red Sox organization. Incredible person, works really, really hard. He's a gamer. He loves the game, and we're excited to have him. And we're all confident he'll get going.
How does he deal with the mental part of playing in Boston? You know, Paul Pierce talked about as fans, you know, we wear our emotions on our sleeves. So you got to be able to have that thick skin as a player when you're getting booed at home and maybe you're struggling a little bit, you're going through a slump. How does he mentally deal with that? And have you talked to him about just what it's like to play in Boston?
Yeah, I mean, this is a place he wanted to be. It was evident from the recruiting process when we got to know him back in spring training and through his free agency process. So it's really somewhere he wants to be. He made a point of that. His representatives made a point of that. He wanted to play baseball in the market where it matters most, and that's Boston. So he loves this atmosphere and this environment, and we're confident he's going to have success here. But you're right, Wiggy, and Paul Pierce is right. You got to want it, and you got to love Boston. You got to understand that sports matter here more than anywhere else in the world.
Sam, how important are the next, say, month, like 30 to 40 games for your club as you enter July? Because, as you know, if you stay where you are, it would be sort of foolish to be adding and be likely to be selling at the deadline. Is that something that the players understand, that if they want this roster to be improved, they have to improve on the field?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just to be blunt, we gotta start playing a lot better. We gotta get going. We gotta put ourselves in a position to be in the hunt, and everyone feels that we can do that. This is a confident group. What's been so impressive, while we dug ourselves a big hole, and it has been a frustrating start, there's a sense of urgency that you can feel, but absolutely no panic. And there's actually a great vibe in that clubhouse, especially after wins. And you can just feel the calm and confidence. And I believe that comes from the great players we have. But at the end of the day, it's Alex Cora. He is unbelievable at keeping this group focused and calm and relaxed. Baseball has to be played in a relaxed manner. You need to be having fun, enjoying it, because it's such a difficult, hard sport. There's so much failure in the game. And Alex does a great job of keeping everybody positive and focused.
All right, Sam Kennedy. Well, great to talk to you. And let's get it rolling over there. Curtis, let's...
Well, Greg, you got to go to every game now.
I feel like I probably...
Come on,
honestly,
Greg, we'll see you tonight.
I feel like I had a nice dinner last night in the Dell EMC clubhouse. The food was fantastic. The vibe was great over there. Nothing like the old ballpark.
We finally got some weather, too, so hopefully we'll get things going.
All right, Sam, great to talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.